I'd like to say a few words.
Sure. Just speak into the mic again, Roger, please.
I've only been here for 13 years talking about the fiscal plight in the city of Warwick. I'm glad some people came out tonight, but 13 years we've been here fighting the fight. Let me just inform you of a few things. I understand everybody's frustration. Ironically, Councilman Marola has been side by side with us for 13 years trying to change what the financial condition of the city is. So I understand everybody's frustrated, but I really think it's a little bit disingenuous to take it out on him because he's been a voice in the wilderness for 13 years. Now, having said that, a mistake was made, big time. When Scott Avedisian left here, this place is in a fiscal mess, and it should have been called out then. I don't know if it was politics or what, but I tell people, we now have the Avedisian tax increase. He was the one who gave away lifetime health care like it was cotton candy. That is now costing us $10 million a year. Scott Avedisian was the one who gave prescription drug caps that cost over $4 million. I went up to the State House and talked about it 7 years ago. Nobody listened. Nobody. So now we're in this predicament. So I think we have to set the clock back. This is a Scott Avedisian problem. He left us in a mess. Now, lucky Scott is getting a $70,000 pension with lifetime health care. So he didn't leave empty-handed. But this, the thing that has to be addressed is the legacy cost in the city.
Excuse
and
me,
it
Roger.
Has to be addressed now.
Excuse me.
Okay. Roger. So I'll be finished in a second.
Bring it full circle. We're going to go back on the docket.
I think there are some members on the city council trying to change things. Not all. There are a few. But again, if you're going to take out your wrath, let's go to 200 Atlantic Avenue and jump in front of Scott Avedisian's house. He left his city in a fiscal mess, and now they're trying to dig out from out from under it.
Okay, moving on. Item 2020-033, mental health clinician.
Excuse me, sir. Council President, if you would, with that five-year plan, if you could also create a one, a three, and a five-year plan. There's many citizens that are here tonight that are concerned about not just their homes, but their children in the school system. And the 1 year and the 3 year is going to determine whether or not they stay within the city or whether they leave. Some of us cannot wait 5 years and can't wait to see what your five-year plan is going to be. So we would just request a one, a three, and a five.
So just so you understand, that is a five-year plan addresses one, two, three, four, and five. So it's actually going to tell you what it is every year out for 5 years, so that will answer one, three, and five.
That's perfect. And
excuse me. Please identify yourself for the record, please.
Melissa Wallison.
Excuse me, 1 minute, please. So, Counselor, we have a session in the beginning of the full meeting, which is referred to as public comment. Right now, we are on the bid package. I want you to give me the legal guidance right now. Do we continue on with the bid package, or do we hold up on the bid package and go to public comment? I can't make that decision.
Yeah. So the problem is we're going to get to public comment if we can get through finance.
And that's fine. Okay. I just wanted to add that in. Council President, I appreciate that. My other question before you continue, and I do appreciate your patience, because we had been sitting here since quarter of 5 o'clock, and there was no option for public comment. So
there is an option for public comment.
If you could not interrupt me, please, it'd be greatly appreciated. Have respect for us that are speaking. Thank you. Because in turn, we do take and pay.
I'm sorry. So I couldn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I could just ask, Council President, the other thing in addition to your five-year plan, if there could be plenty of handouts that could take and show us in writing that we can actually follow along with, it'd be greatly appreciated, because many of us are visual people as well, and I noticed this evening there was not enough handouts. So when we have that meeting with the five-year plan, enough handouts to go around, maybe even a PowerPoint would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. President, can you have the mayor come to that meeting with us?
I can ask him. Sir.
Would you please?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, now that we've gotten all that out of the way, we're trying to get through finance. We're trying to get through about five or six committees. Plus, we have issues regarding the school department. So if I could ask for your indulgence so we could get through the committee, we could get through public comment, we could get through the school issues. There's a lot on our plate tonight. And I appreciate your patience as well. Thank you.
Mr. President, I just want to say, you know, public comments, 15 minutes. So that gives everybody about 3.5 seconds to speak, right?
Except for the fact, Mr. Cordy, I just docketed a resolution that so we could have a five-year plan and we could all talk about it.
Right, okay. That's got nothing to do with the 15-minute public comment. What I'm saying is, you need to suspend the rules so there's enough time for everybody that took time out of their day to come here. And it would probably be appropriate to do that now so they can go home. That's really the common sense thing to do. These 15 minutes is just not enough time for people to speak.
Thank you.
Item number 2020-033. 2020-033. That is found on page 56.
Good evening. Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department.
Good evening, Major.
The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to enter into a one-year contract with the Providence Center for an amount not to exceed $40,000. In 2014, the police department entered into a partnership with the Providence Center, who provided this agency with a mental health clinician. This clinician is housed within the department. She has an office within our building, and she works alongside specially trained members of the police department to perform various duties within the community. These include conducting outreach with the homeless population, offering and providing services consistent with drug rehabilitation, mental health counseling and outreach, providing mental health evaluations and certification for those in crisis, and responding to critical incidents where mental health conditions may result in injury or death to that individual or others. The police department continues to believe that the services of the mental health clinician have had a great impact on our community and have strengthened the services we provide. The clinician rides along with the officers and will respond to emergency calls with them. If both the officer and the clinician are able to de-escalate the situation, the clinician, right then and there, can conduct an assessment on site to arrive at the most appropriate recommendation for that person's care and safety. With the aid of the clinician, we hope to reduce the revolving door of police contacts and continue to provide necessary mental health treatment and follow-up for those in our community that are struggling. The contract would be valid from July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020, and will be paid in quarterly payments of $10,000.
Major, I assume that there'll be no interest associated to those quarterly payments?
No, sir.
Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Good evening, Major. I met with the Providence Center, and I believe your predecessor, to go over this. This is a very important service that we're very lucky to have. These mental health clinicians, they go out in the field with the police
Absolutely.
Department, correct? I mean,
yes.
They go into, if they're homeless people, they go to where they are, people in crisis, they're on the ground with the police department.
Yes.
So this is a very important thing, and I will be supporting it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item 2020-072, Assessor Camera Application Maintenance, found on page 59.
Good
evening. Phil Carlucci, MIS Director. This is a request under City Ordinance 56-6 to award Vision Government Solutions actually three pieces of service that they offer us, the maintenance and support on it. The first one is web hosting. Maintenance included in that, and that's what the public interface is to the assessor's office. That's in the amount of $4,800. Utility billing and collection software maintenance and support, that allows us to collect revenues for the sewer authority, and that is in the amount of $6,753. And the CAMA software maintenance and support for $8,755 is what the assessor's office uses to conduct their operation. The total expense for all three pieces is $20,308. The current contract expired on June 30th, 2018. Once again, I apologize for being late. We missed the date because there were some documentation pieces that we had gone back to Vision for. And by the time we got it in, we missed by 2 days to get onto the last docket, which still would not have made the 60-day request by council. So I still apologize for that. This current contract would run through June 30th, 2020, and it would be paid out of budget code 25334, software support.
Okay, Phil, thank you also for the explanation on the delay in getting this to us. I realize that you haven't been here as long as other directors, and there's still some issues that we're, or you're trying to work on and iron out, but certainly keep in mind that the committee is expecting timely requests on these contracts as we go forward.
Yes, sir.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Does this software or associated software provided by Vision allow the tax assessor's office to make calculations or run the numbers, so to speak, for different criteria such as what percentage of households may be valued at a particular amount, say under $200,000 or under $250,000 or the like?
I believe so, but I would defer to the director of the department if he would like to answer that.
Good afternoon. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. The CAMA system does allow us to set all the assessments within the city, so we could utilize this to run extracts and reports and that kind of information that you're looking for.
Thank you. I realize that the reason why so many people had their taxes go up by high amounts while others had their taxes stay about the same or see decreases was due to the reval as run by Vision. And I think that the software certainly would be helpful in terms of looking into ways that I understand that it's impossible to make large changes this year, but for next year, looking into possibilities to, exploring possibilities as I've introduced in a different item to make that tax burden a little more equitable. So it's good to hear that we have and will continue to have, should this be approved, the tools to look into exactly how to make that possible should we go that direction. Thank you.
Just for clarification, the software would allow it, but under current state law, we can only do reevaluations every 3 years. So right now, we can't make a modification until 2021. Unless there was a change in the statute.
Thank you. I completely understand, and certainly anything along that that path would involve quite a lot of effort, really unprecedented by this, by not just on the city level, but also on the state level. But certainly something worth looking into. But that's another item, so I wouldn't want to distract the Finance Committee at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. So, Phil, what would happen if this request wasn't approved?
I would want to check the contract specifically. There are two versions of contracts with software as a rule. One allows you to continue to use the software, but you get no patches if a security defect is found and they fix it. It would not be available to you. If it breaks, you cannot call for support. Other contracts stipulate you have to remove the software if you do not pay the maintenance on it. I would have to check. I would want to make sure which one. If you'd like,
well,
I can do that.
Any one of those things that you just spoke to would certainly be a devastating blow to the city's efforts.
I would agree, yes, sir.
Okay. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the public? Please. Sure, one at a time.
Hello, my name's Melissa Shine, Ward 5.
Melissa, just keep the mic really close, please. Thank you.
So after listening to this, I just wanted to know if the time between June 11, 2019, and now, was this contract expired? Had it expired at this time?
Phil?
There is a grace period allowed, I believe, of 60 days that would allow us to get this through, and they were involved in getting us the documentation, so we're aware of the fact of the delay.
Okay.
And this is coming up now instead of at the previous meeting, because we should all know that this expiration is coming up. So does that mean if we weren't under contract and we needed a patch, we wouldn't have got it, or we were getting it?
In the grace period, we would have been able to get support.
So, Phil, let me just kind of expound on that a bit. So the actual vendor was working with you in the process of renewing this particular item. And during such time as we have agreements with other vendors, there's a grace period. So in no way was any of our maintenance or web hostings in any sort of jeopardy at all.
That is correct.
Thank you.
So there's no hope that our re-evaluations are wrong in any way?
There's always hope for that.
Because I'd like to see mine, you know, have a little error in it in my favor, and it hasn't. Like a majority of Warwick citizens, I'm really disheartened and disillusioned by the financial chicanery that's been going on. It's a mainstay of our elected officials. I can point out people who I voted for currently in this audience and along with people in this chamber, and I just want you to know, as a collective governing body, we, all of us, are in your constituents, are not happy. You're appeasing the status quo. So I'm here because I have an 88-year-old father, a war veteran, who's also on Social Security, lives in Ward 5, and he can no longer afford to live in his house. He's scared. He's lived in his house for 60 years. He's raised 4 children in that house, all who graduated from the Warwick Public School System, all who went to college. He knows, based on his fixed income, it's only a matter of time that he'll be forced to sell his home because the property reevaluation increased and the projected increases will force him out. I'm here because I had faith in the electoral process, and I believe that those who I voted for wanted to represent my neighborhood and wanted to work for a better Warwick. Instead, I see an elected board that's interested in appeasing the unions instead of helping those who are in need. Our Warwick senior citizens, our Warwick working class, our students, our middle class. I don't even like the word class. It has a bad connotation, but it's the economics of democracy versus the special interests that once again show its true self. after doing extensive research on the two most recent Warwick re-evaluations, it's apparent that the prosperous residents in this city actually had a decrease in their taxes, and those residents will be paying less to support Warwick. This is not an argument. These are facts. The numbers don't lie. Even Narragansett Electric, the National Grid, had their property values in Warwick decreased. They will now be paying less in taxes, contributing less to the city of Warwick than those who live in homes valued between $100,000 and $300,000. And those homeowners have seen their taxes increased by as much as 48%. That's a fact. I got it from the website. A $1 billion conglomerate is paying less this year than our average citizen. There's no equity in this taxation system. There is, however, as it stands, taxation without competent representation. The city of Warwick has put the tax burden on those who can least afford it. You, Warwick City Council, chose not to listen to your constituents and elected officials who predicted Warwick's financial downfall. Shame on us for trusting you, and shame on you for not listening to the facts. Shame on you.
Hi, Cindy Farah. After listening to the last gentleman testify, is all I heard was a bunch of backpedaling. He wasn't quite sure. He didn't know. He had to refer to this guy. Maybe, it could be, possibly. Can we get somebody that knows the facts a little bit more? Maybe our the programs that we're using need to be upgraded substantially across the board for a lot of different reasons. Maybe we can address things like Airbnb and all the other things we're ignoring that could get revenue for the city. But he didn't seem to know any answers for me, as all I heard was backpedaling and him asking someone else. So we need somebody a little bit stronger that knows the answers moving forward.
My name is Gene Nato, retired vice chairman of the Warwick School Committee. And I want to, Chairman Lattiker, I want to talk about the tax bill that we just received, if I might.
Mr. Nato, again, we are on the item for assessor camera application maintenance. We're not on an item that has been identified and listed at the Secretary of State site to be discussing the taxes on your property. It is something that you can speak to during the public comment session if you would like to speak to it. At this time, the docket is such that we are required to hear testimony on these items that we have posted on the website.
But what's on the tax bill itself? I'm not talking about my own. I'm talking about the tax bill that came out with the wrong information on it.
There's nothing that has been put on the Secretary of State's website to discuss anything with taxes now. I'll be happy to discuss that with you at some point, but that is not on the Secretary of State's website as being an item to discuss now.
Can I bring up just this one item? Chairman Lattiker.
Mr. Nato,
I mean,
I understand that. You can bring it up during the 15-minute public comment if you would like.
It'll take about 30 seconds. It's not to me alone.
I am not looking to have a complaint filed against me for violating the open meetings law. You want to speak to it at the public comment? More than welcome to do so.
Yeah, but it's very germane right now. That's the point.
No, it's not germane right now. Mr. Nato, it is not germane right now. What is germane right now is item 2020-072, assessor camera application. That's what's germane right now. Thank you. Anyone else would like to speak on 2020-072? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for second. I'm sorry, we have a motion. We have a motion for second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 2020-076, purchase used police cruisers found on page 65.
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department.
Go ahead, Major.
The department is seeking an exception to bid and authorization to make a one-time purchase of two used police cruisers from the Barrington Police Department for an amount not to exceed $4,700. Barrington is upgrading their fleet and is looking to sell these two vehicles. The first is a 2014 Dodge Charger with 56,000 miles on it in very good condition. Kelley Blue Book estimates this vehicle would sell a private party for between $12,051 and $13,846. Our cost would be $3,500. The second vehicle is a 2008 Dodge Charger with 130,000 miles in good condition. Kelley Blue Book estimates this vehicle would sell a private party between $2,829 and $4,958. Our cost would be $1,200. Our fleet manager and a work police garage mechanic examined and test drove both vehicles. They stated both vehicles are in good shape mechanically and both drove and handled well. We are seeking to purchase these vehicles to add to our detail car fleet. Right now we only have 10 cruisers for details, but the demand for cruisers on details is much greater than that. These will not be line vehicles, strictly for details. I'd also like to note these vehicles also bring in revenue from the associated cruiser fees when assigned to a detail. If approved, the purchase will come from the police department's operating budget, code 30-330, auto and vehicle maintenance.
Thank you, Major. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 2020-077, municipal court software, found on page 71.
Good evening. Linda Broska, acting city clerk. This request is under the 56-6 Work Code of Ordinance for $5,938 to Courier Systems. Courier Systems is a software for municipal court. It covers the annual maintenance contract, support desktop support, and upgrades. The funds would come from budget code 27340, and the current bid expires 8/31/19. New contract will be September 1st, 19 through August 31st of 2020.
And this item, this is in order to keep your office in operation, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 2020-073, State of Rhode Island Computer Hardware, found on page 75.
Good evening, Bill Facenti, Community Development. I'm here before you tonight to ask for permission to piggyback State of Rhode Island bid for workstations, laptops, tablets, printers, and computer peripherals for a cost of $1,252.39 to purchase a Microsoft Surface Pro.
So thank you for that, Bill. Explain to us the equipment that you're looking to purchase with this $1,264 and why you need it.
It's a Microsoft Surface Pro. It's a tablet. The tablet is used to run the office's new software that is incompatible with the Apple iPad that we already possess. We switched vendors for the software. The software vendor that we had currently was charging $2,000 a year. We're switching to a vendor that charges $250 a year.
It's charging what?
$250. So it's quite a savings. They do not support the iOS on Apple devices, so we do need to incur a cost for a Surface. This is for mobile inspections for the home improvement loan program, and is all paid out of the community development block grant funds.
So tell us those numbers again for what you were paying and what you are paying.
So the annual cost with the software provider that we're using now, I believe, was $2,010.
Okay.
Per year. This contract is a two-year contract, and it's $250 per year.
It's $250, so $1,760 savings, right?
Right. So even purchasing this...
Pays for the $1,264 you're looking for.
Correct.
Okay. Good job.
And the just so you know, I'm clear, the invoice that is attached in your bid documents has a shipping charge of $12. They're not charging shipping. So it is the $1,252.39.
And you know, I think it is important to recognize this on occasion. Sometimes someone would say that it was a handshake and a clap because you saved a lousy $250 on a $330 million budget. I think every dollar that we save is important. And we certainly look forward to working with all the department heads to continue finding these savings. So they're all important. Sometimes they're not as glamorous and not as large as other savings, but they're certainly all important. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, next item, I need approval for the acceptance of the minutes on May 31st.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Need a motion for the minutes on June 3rd.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. We're going to move on to PCR 10719, resolution relative to bids. First item is PCR 10819, resolution to abatements. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we move on to the abatements, thank you, Councilman Howe. We do have an acceptance of another order of minutes on June 17th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Moving on to... Sorry. Thank you. And I believe I'm the one that had been requesting that very thing out of other folks. But thank you. Resolution PCR 108-19, resolution relative to abatements. Is anyone here from the administration to speak to the abatements? Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Finance Committee, members of the Council. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have abatements in the amount of $5,400, $403.67, and I'll take any questions on that.
Yes, Neil, please explain to us what these abatements are for, what they're applicable to, and how they came to be an abatement.
Okay. For the most part, these are vehicles that were taxed in another jurisdiction. Anything you see that says wrong tax town. They also received the vehicle tax from an additional jurisdiction. So they were sent to us by the Registry of Motor Vehicles. We taxed them here, but once the bills went out and were issued in the other jurisdictions, they went in and said, well, my tax town should be Narragansett or whatever the case might be. So we have gone and we've verified that with the Department of Motor Vehicles and corrected that.
Neil, could you put the microphone to your mouth, please?
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Neil, we also have a real estate abatement of 245263.
Yes, that is a property that was purchased by the Airport Corporation, and based on the past policy, they have been exempted from the date of the purchase.
Once again, with the Airport Corporation. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Corley.
Where was the property that the Airport Corporation acquired? Do you know?
It's property owned by Ross Hill Realty that was previously, that was purchased. It's assessors plat 312, lot 114. I don't have the physical street address.
Well, can you send me an email and just tell me which building that is, what address?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'd like to follow up on Councilman Corley's question. It's a good question. So what is the Airport Corporation using this property for currently?
I couldn't answer that. Just basically that they purchased it to add to their holdings, or, you know, I don't know it was specifically for any one purchase purpose, but that once they own it in their name, they are tax exempt.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
PCO 7-19, Pension Board. That is not drafted, and I am going to hold that. I'm going to hold that until August 19th.
Motion to hold until August 19th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCO 2017-147, State of Rhode Island Telecommunication Services and Installation of POTS. Hold till August 19th.
Motion to hold to August 19th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 148-17, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building. Hold till August 19th.
Motion to hold to August 19th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And we have PCR 105, a resolution to form a commission to study potential means of tax relief for Warwick residents via general exemptions. Councilman Ricks. Your pleasure, sir. It's not drafted.
It's not drafted, and therefore, as I'm still in the process of finding all of the appropriate people to sit on this committee or commission, which would be appropriate for us to know before, of course, it's formed and heard, I would request that this be heard on August 19th.
So the motion, the request is to hold until August 19th.
Yes, thank you.
I need a motion.
Motion to hold the request of the sponsor until August 19th.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold. We have a second. All at the request of the sponsor to hold until August 19th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. Let the record indicate the Finance Committee is adjourned at 6:41.
The time is 6:41. Health, Education, and Welfare Committee is now open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for June 3rd?
Make a motion to accept.
Second. Motion made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. For the June 17th meeting, motion to accept?
I have a motion to accept.
Second.
Made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item number one, PCO 3-18, Rocky Point, ordinance to protect the rights of the private property owners. Councilman Lattiser, this is not drafted yet.
Hold until August 18th. I'm sorry, 19th.
Second motion to hold.
Motion to hold, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No, item number two, PCR 69-18, resolution to establish a Bucky Brook Advisory Committee. Councilman Lattiser, this is not yet drafted.
Hold until September 4th.
Motion made to hold till September 4th.
Second.
Made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
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 The time is 6:42. Health, education, and welfare is now closed.
I call the Ordinance Committee at 6:44. First on the docket is the acceptance of minutes from the June 3rd meeting. Moved.
I'll second.
It's been moved in favorable and second. All those in favor? Aye. Second on the docket is acceptance of the minutes from the June 17th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved in second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. First off is PCO 18-15 Neighborhood Improvement Program. This is not drafted. Councilman Lattiser. Councilwoman Travis. It is the Neighborhood Improvement Program, not drafted. There's a motion by the sponsor to hold for 1 month. That is not drafted. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
August 19th.
August 19th. Second is PCO 10-19, an ordinance in regard to water discharge. This is also not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion to hold to September 4th by the sponsor, as it's not drafted. It's been seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next up is PCO 13-19, an ordinance in regard to no parking here to the corner on Chapman's Ave. I am the sponsor of this, and I'm going to hold to the September 4th meeting, if I can get a motion.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor? Aye. Last on the docket is PCO 15-19, an ordinance in regard to health care. This is also not drafted. Councilman Lattiser.
Hold to August 19th.
So moved.
We have a motion to hold to August 19th by the sponsor and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So public safety will come to order at 6:49 p.m. First on the docket, we got acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 3rd, 2019.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on June 17th, 2019.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have an amendment to the ordinance relative to parking on Herf Jones Way, PCO 11-19. Councilman Ricks?
Request favorable action.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next, we have PCR 16-18, tree damage claims. Councilman McAllister.
September 4. Hold it to September 4.
So hold to September 4th, 2019, at the request of the sponsor.
Motion to hold till September 4th per request of the sponsor.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next, we have PCR 94-19, the claim of Gary Roy. Is Gary Roy here? Howdy, can you just identify yourself for the record?
Gary Roy.
All right, it looks like you put in a pothole claim, you correctly filled out your affidavit, you provided three estimates, and the department has recommended approval of the claim in the amount of $224.18. Any questions from members of the committee?
I understand that the department recommended approval in the amount of $224.18. Unfortunately, our procedure is, and reason why we require one of the reasons why we require three estimates is that this city council can only reimburse in the amount of the lowest of the three, which would be $205.50.
Okay.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? All right. Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount of $205.50.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, is there a second?
Sorry, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Next, we have PCR 95-19, claim for Donna DiBiasio. No, if I recall, we actually told her explicitly she did not have to attend this meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I know that the president asked that we hold this. I wanted to know if the president had anything to add before we make a decision.
No, I was recommending that we approve the claim in the amount of $54 based on the testimony of where or where not the sign was placed and the fact that there wasn't a detail officer. I think there were some pictures in there. And that was it.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action in the amount of $54.89.
Second that, for at least for the purpose of discussion.
Mr. Chairman, for purpose of discussion, I'm going to vote against the claim, seeing that the police report and the pictures prove that there was room to go around, and again, it was properly put at the crosswalk. So I will side with the police and the detail that did their job and go against this. Thank you.
For clarification, the reason why I am voting, intend to vote in favor, is that although it does seem that there was room to move around, it does not seem that there was a detail officer present at that time, and there seemed to be some other issues too, as brought up by the council president at the last meeting. Therefore, while I respect certainly anyone who has a point of view that this is not compensable, I think that it is a close decision. I think that there is enough for it to be compensable, and therefore will intend to vote in favor.
A question likely for the solicitor. Is it fair to say that if her insurer or herself decided to make an effort to obtain this money, if we didn't otherwise approve it, that we'd end up spending more than $54.89. All right, that's what I figured. All right, any questions from members of the committee? Any further questions, members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we do have a motion.
We have one question.
I'm just glad that you guys are so astute that we're spending so much time on $54.89 when the ship is sinking.
Joseph D'Antonio, 40 Myrtle Avenue. I would just wish that we could all just be respectful and adults at these meetings. That would mean a lot to me. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you. All right. Seeing now, we do have a motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All against?
No.
All right. So next we have PCR 96-19, claim for Brendan Beauville. Is Brandon Beauville here? Not seeing anyone moving in this direction. Do we have a motion to hold?
Move to hold to August 19.
Seconded. I have a question, Mr. Chairman. Is this the second time we're holding this one?
Believe so, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then PCR 106-19, a resolution relative to installing a stop sign on Grotto Avenue, sponsored by Councilman Howe.
I ask for favorable action. Police detail and traffic study is attached.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Seeing none, we can entertain a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Then I'm missing one. Right. Public safety concludes at 6:57.